Blog Talk Radio.
I remember when we had respect. Who died? I remember when my mother said no. It's exactly what she meant, and then she followed up and said, because I told you so. Little plane that you opened our eyes. The plane that you opened our eyes again.
You can make it.
Serving a God who can make it right. Believe me, he can make it right. Praise God for that selection. So have each and every one of you all. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're happy to have each and every one of you all. Praise God. Had a little difficulties right there, but we got it straight, hopefully, that you all are able to hear me. Again, we're so happy to have each and every one of y'all. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into today's lesson. It's a little controversial because of yesterday when I was talking about the peace of God. Well, we'll get into that in a minute. Heavenly Father, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So Father God, we want to thank you first of all for your word, because it's your word we learn whose we are and what we are. It's your word, Father God, that we learn that it's in you, Father God, that we have our being. It is in you, Father God, that we learn that you are our Lord and Savior, and you're the Lord of glory. So we thank you, Father, to know that the glory that we are in walking in and enjoying, it came from you. I praise you for that, Father God. I honor you for it. I thank you for it. I thank you right now, Father God, for those that are asking for prayer. We pray, Father God, for them, that they will put themselves in agreement with your word first and foremost. And we know that if they do this, your peace will abide with them and your peace will stay with them, Father God. So I thank you. I thank you for those that have asked us to agree with them in prayer according to your word. I thank you, Father God, that their ears are going to be open right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Those their ears that have been stopped, I believe right now, Father God, those are spirits that think they're alive but yet they're dead. I come alive right now, Heavenly Father. They'll come alive and begin to live according to your resurrected power. I thank you for it. Then, Father God, I ask you to remember those that are designed a true word today, Father God, that they will open up and receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, I pray right now for those that want a deeper knowledge of you, want a deeper understanding of who, not only who they are, but who you are. I thank you, Father God, you're going to give it to them. I believe it right now, Father God, that because they ask, you're going to receive it. They have not because they ask not. I believe if they ask, Father God, and begin to fashion themselves according to you and not according to the world, that they be transformed by the renewing of their mind, Father God, that they be renewed in the spirit of their mind according to Ephesians 5:23, Father God, that their mind will be renewed as they learn, Father God, what is the will of Christ in their lives. I thank you, Father God, for a renewed mind and a renewed spirit, Father God, began at what we got at birth, Father God, at our new birth. I thank you for it, Father God, that we are part of your spiritual family. We no longer belong to Satan any longer, but we belong to you. And I thank you because 2 Corinthians 5:21, Father God, it have declared and decreed that you paid the debt. So if the debt paid, there's no need for us to pay it again. So I thank you. And even if we wanted to, we couldn't pay it. But I thank you, Father God, for paying that debt. I just didn't have it in. I just couldn't afford to pay that debt, Father God. I just want people to understand, even if they had it, they still couldn't pay it. They don't have enough to pay this debt. So I thank you, Father God, for delivering us from the satanic forces and the power that's working in our brothers and sisters and walking in disobedience to your word, Father God. However, Father God, I want to make it real clear. You are a God who's able and willing to save to the uttermost. I thank you for it, and I praise you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, hey, brother, sister, today, there was a couple things went down on yesterday I had questions about. And we try to answer them because I said to them, to the broadcast yesterday, or I said in the broadcast yesterday, let me slow down. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your spirit and your minds through Christ Jesus. Brother, sister, that's right. I said to somebody, and I don't know why I spoke this personally to somebody, but listen, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you right now that the peace of God will guard your heart if you allow it to. It will rule you if you will allow it to. Without a shadow of a doubt, it will. And the other thing I wanted to make sure that everybody understood is that because today we're going to talk about from the book of James, and we're going to read from the 16th, I think it's James 5, verses 16, and you might think this scripture is real easy, but you got to understand what's going on. It's not just, anyway, we'll read it, and then we'll open it up for a discussion. Every now and then, the Lord put me on the spot to do this. So open it up for discussion. I'm going to ask Evangelist Ursula if she'll be so kind to read from the book of St. James.
I'm sorry, I don't have it. I'm in the bed. I'm just listening. Sorry.
Oh, okay, that's fine. That's fine. Thank you so much for listening. I praise God for that. In James 5, 16, and then again, I said I'm going to open it up for discussion. So anybody would like to discuss it. and let it you just press one and let it be scripturally sound, if you will. Because of what I said yesterday, I felt the need to make sure that this is understood. This scripture here is understood. So in James 5, 15 says this: confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Hallelujah. And then it goes on to give the story about Elijah was a man subject to like passion like we are. And he prayed earnestly that it may not rain, and it rained not on the earth in the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brother, if any of you do error from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which convert the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin. So let me set this up. When I said yesterday, confess your faults to God, that had nothing to do with what this scripture here is about. So I just want to make sure that everybody understands. This scripture, confess your faults, is somebody who have gone astray. Somebody who have left, for a better way of saying it, the fold. Somebody you know that have gotten into some stuff, whatever, and they dealing with it. Then he says, confess your faults one to another. Now, I'm going to tell y'all why this is so. Well, first of all, I said I was going to open it up. So let me do that first. So somebody may have their own take, because I want to make sure that everybody. So if you're here and you want to have any comments, press one, and we'll let you in. Just press one. And we'll let you in. Okay. First of all, you got to pray the prayer of faith. Okay. That's praying according to the word of God. Because that's what faith is. Faith is the word of God. Remember? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you want to get faith, remember Jesus is the author of your faith. Faith is not a feeling. Faith is not an idea. Faith is the substance of the thing you hoping for. So you ask yourself, what's the question? The question is, what is faith? Faith is your substance. What is your substance? I'm glad you asked. Your substance is the word of God. That's what you're standing on. That's what you're trusting. You're not trusting no feelings. You're not trusting no idea. But you're trusting the word of God. Now, the reason I put that in there, because over there in the 15th verse, he's going to tell you about if there's any sick person to pray the prayer of faith, and they'll be healed. That's praying the word of God over them. That's what the prayer of faith is. Matter of fact, when I think about the book of James, I really think about how he gave so many lessons on prayer. He gave a bunch of lessons on prayer. We won't get into that today because I want to make a point here. Christ made it possible for us to go directly to God for forgiveness, directly to God. But confessing our sin to each other still has an important place in this life and in our life, in our family life, in our relationship, in all facets of life. A lot of friendship right now could be stronger if you just go to them and confess your fault, the error that you think you have, and then allow them to confess them. I guarantee you, you'll realize, you know what? Ain't all of that. And they may come to the realize that, you know what? Ain't all of that. So let's take that approach. So if we have sinned against any individual, we must ask him or her to forgive us. That's point two. Because you can't talk to God until you ask me to forgive you. God ain't trying to hear you. This scripture I'm trying to tell you, okay? So if our sin has affected us that much, even in the bodies of believers all over, sometimes it hurt us when we are congregated. The Bible says we must confess our sin publicly if we've done something publicly. Old folks used to say, wherever they made the mess, clean it up right there. Don't let it go no further. For instance, if you're in a church building and you made a mess, get up right there. Right there in the pub. If the pastor, bishop, pastor, whatever let you. But that's where the mess at. That's where you clean it up at. If you was in a family reunion, that's where, confess right there. Don't let it go outside of that. Why you say that, pastor? Because everybody know you messed up. Then everybody need to know you asking for forgiveness. See, that's the way that needs to be handled. So, we want to confess our sin publicly. Okay, if we still need that choice of loving support as we struggle with whatever it is that we did and we don't do it no more, and you don't want to do it anymore. And I don't like to get into sin because, see, what happens is that puts you in another category. That's why I see this scripture a little different than a lot of people. I see this as somebody who have left the whole fold and now at a place where they struggling with some things and they need to confess it. See, because when you confess it, then you turn around and replace it with the word of God, you'll get rid of that thing. Sometimes you need to hear you say that. You need to hear you say, you know what? I did you wrong, pastor, and will you forgive me? Sometimes you need to hear, honey, it's okay, because I'm going to confess my faults to you now. I did wrong, yada, 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 and I ask for forgiveness. That's confessing your faults one to another. That's when you can get that support, because at the end of the day, let me tell you, when you read this, this is about winning souls. It's not about running your mouth, telling everybody your business. No, this is about winning a soul back. So when you read this text, you got to see it like that. You got to see that what you're saying is you're finna win that person back to the Lord. And that's what it's all about anyway, okay? So if you confess, excuse me, if you confess your sins one to another, those who are able to provide support. Now, everybody is not spiritual. The Bible says they that are spiritual restore such a one. If that person is not spiritual, don't allow them to try to restore you. It ain't going to happen. If they're not spiritual, they're not going to be able to do that. So after confessing your whatever it is to God, we still feel the need to forgiveness. Maybe we wish to confess more. But let me tell you what, brother, sister. You have to follow the believers. And you need that assurance. That assurance that God will hear you and he will forgive you. And he have pardoned you of whatever that is. Why? Because we're part of God's kingdom. His royal priesthood. That's what we're part of. We're part of that royal priesthood. And you have to know that. You have to know that that's what you're part of, God's royal priesthood. Okay? And sometime a sinner will never ever get this full picture. Sometimes Christians don't ever get this full picture. but a believer who has fallen into a rut or falling away from the truth, it becomes our responsibility to help that person back. But going back to yesterday, it's so important. Remember, you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood, excuse me. You are a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So that's why this is so important that we do it like this. We must understand that you are part of a royal priesthood, and it's so important that we understand that being part of a royal priesthood, you're the priest. That's what you do. That's who you are. That's what believers do. You're part of God's kingdom. And for that reason, you are allowed to carry that kind of power to forgive a person. See, people don't realize that that's power. That's power that can set somebody free. James referenced to a lot of or various implications come down to prayer and scripture, when it come down to healing, come down to faith. And I especially like the stuff he talks about when it come down to faith. When I think about so much things that James says about faith, I can't help but to think about be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. He wants you to act on that faith. The word is faith. He wants you to act on it. When he says you are to be perfect, talking about mature, complete, not lacking anything. Over there in James 1 and 5, it ain't no different than Matthew 5:48, when Jesus said, be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. It is no different than what he said over there. God answers prayer. Remember James 1 and 5 and also James 5:15. Listen, brother and sister, you ask God, you have not because you ask not. You ask him and he will answer you. That's what James is talking about. James is talking about watch out for your anger. That's a dangerous place to be. So he suggests prayer and supplication in everything. Also, you know, James offers us to be merciful to others. Now, I think about some of the stuff that James talks about, how he talks about blessed are the peacemaker. They are in peace and they'll reap the harvest over there in James 3. I just love to think about the stuff that James have written about. I like the idea that he talks about the treasures on earth will only not for fade away. We trust stored up here on earth. Listen, brothers and sisters, you can't trust this stuff. You got to store your treasures up in heaven. Not last or not least, but last. Maybe this will be the last thing. I can talk about a lot of other things. But here's one everybody familiar with. When James talks about being patient, you got to be patient in suffering. You got to be patient. And God, prophet, were patient. All of God's people were patient. And a lot of time we got to just say yes to God. Be honest in your speech so you can say a simple yes or no. Some people want to, where it's kind of just no, it's either yes or no. God wants to bring that person back. And sometimes it takes someone like you, or myself to get that person back to where they need to be in God. I thank you all so much. Anyone have anything they would like to share at this point? Anything at all you would like to share? Hallelujah. Okay. Praise God. We'll see you all on Sunday for the review. Happy Mother's Day for those that I may miss.